ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరామ్. విత్ అట్మోస్ట్ లవ్ అండ్ హ్యూమిలిటీ ఐ ఆఫర్ మై మోస్ట్ లవింగ్ సాల్యుటేషన్స్ ఎట్ ద లోటస్ ఫీట్ ఆఫ్ అ డివైన్ మాస్టర్ భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి బాబా. Revered elders, dear sisters and brothers, culture. In fact, I remember in Trai Brindavan many years back, the course on Indian culture and spirituality, where Bhagwan Baba would be involved to every extent, was held, and we had a session with Bhagwan. And the question that Bhagwan raised was, what is the meaning of culture? Many answers, as usual, were given. In the end, we all lay down our arms and surrendered and said, Swami, you must give us a perfect answer. And Bhagwan said, culture is nothing but concern for others. To the extent that you see yourself in others, love thy neighbor as you love yourself, said Jesus Christ. That is the process of being cultured. If you talk about spirituality, it is the Indian culture which has been the beacon light for all the spiritual aspirants around the globe since time immemorial. Bhagwan Baba has always emphasized that education is not a process of learning things by rote and giving them out in the examinations to get a paper, a degree, to be used as a begging bowl for getting jobs. No. Bhagwan says that education is a process of refinement and the end of which is perfection. And this is the process for which Bhagwan started the summer courses in Indian culture and spirituality. And we are very grateful to Bhagwan that he has blessed us this year with his second summer course in Indian culture and spirituality, starting today and for the next 2 days' time. Thank you, Swami. In the first days of proceedings of this particular course, we had the inaugural address and also talks by erudite research scholars and teachers. I would now be calling upon two students in this order to come up here and give the summary of today's proceedings in the morning and the afternoon sessions respectively. The morning sessions, proceedings and talks will be summarized by Mr. Sridhar Narayan, second MBA finance student who hails from Mumbai. He studied in Mumbai till 10th class and then joined our higher secondary school for his 11th standard and also then went on to do his BCom honors from the Brindavan campus. At the moment of time, he is pursuing his MBA finance degree in the Department of Management Studies, Prashanthi Nilayam campus. He will summarize the morning's proceedings and thereafter we'll have a sister from the Anandpur campus, Ms. Sai Kiran, of the third BSc honors, chemistry science. She has studied in our schooling from 1st to 12th for last 12 years, always been an outstanding student, and is also part of the Nadaswaram group of the Anandpur campus. After summarizations in this order, I would also take this privilege to announce that today this session will be followed by a music program by the Brindavan campus of our Institute of Higher Learning. May I now call upon the Sridhar Narayan to come and give summary of the morning's proceedings. Thank you.
ఆపదామపహర్తారం దాతారం సర్వసంపదాం లోకాభిరామం శ్రీరామం భూయో భూయో నమామ్యహం. ఓం శ్రీ సాయిరామ్. ఆఫరింగ్ మై మోస్ట్ హంబుల్ ప్రణామ్స్ అట్ భగవాన్స్ లోటస్ ఫీట్, రెస్పెక్టెడ్ ఎల్డర్స్ అండ్ మై డియర్ బ్రదర్స్ అండ్ సిస్టర్స్, దిస్ ఇయర్ సమ్మర్ కోర్స్ ఆన్ ఇండియన్ కల్చర్ అండ్ స్పిరిచువాలిటీ స్టార్టెడ్ టుడే మార్నింగ్ బై ఇన్వోకింగ్ భగవాన్స్ బ్లెస్సింగ్ through the chanting of the Vedic hymns by the students of Prashant Nilayam campus of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. This was followed by the welcome address by the respected controller of examination, Sri Rangarajan sir. Professor Dr. J. Shashidhara Prasad, our respected Vice Chancellor of this institute, then gave his inaugural speech. He clearly specified the goal which each and every student must achieve through this program. The first speaker for the day, Brother S. Sai Giridhar, is doing his doctoral research from the Department of Chemistry in Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. He was given a topic which is dearest to our Lord, Ramayana. Ramaya Rama Bhadraya Ramachandraya Vedase Raghunathaya Nathaya Sitaya Pataye Namaha. What better explanation do we have to tell the significance of Ramayana than by our dear Lord, who in one of his Kodai trips has mentioned 5 important devotees of his in Treta Yuga. And the 5 devotees are Kaushalya, Vaidehi, Ahalya, Hanuman and Bharata. Brother Sai Giridhar indeed gives a beautiful explanation on why each of these characters deserves a place where they ought to be. Mother Kaushalya, mother of Sri Rama, recognizes right from the beginning the divinity innate within Lord Sri Rama. Hence, she worships her own son. Mother Sita symbolizes the mind and Lord Rama the Atman, and hence we call him Atma Rama. Swami has always signified the unification of the mind and the Atma, and this is what Ramasita Kalyanam has always signified. The characteristics of Ahalya, which got her closer to Lord, were patience, perseverance and willingness to be transformed. Brother Sai Giridhar split the word Hanuman into 3 parts. The H of the Hanuman, he said, stands for his divine Lord. And the Anu, A-N-U, stands for the atom. And the left, man, which signifies the whole world, as man is nothing but an atom of the divine Lord. And the final character dearest to Lord is Bharata. And Bharata symbolizes Nitya Chintanam and Samipyam. Through constant contemplation, Bharata himself transformed himself as Lord Rama. And to summarize the entire Ramayana, we can put it in Swami's own words, as he says, as long as men and women exist in this world, Ramayana too will continue to exist. The second speaker for the day, Dr. Raghunath Sharma, is from the Department of Mathematics from Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning from Prashant Nilayam campus. He basically wanted all of us to erase this myth from our minds that Mahabharata is all about war and bloodshed. Instead, he said that Mahabharata is all about peace. Each and every character in this great epic has a relevance in today's life. Dr. Sharma said that no character in Mahabharata had a normal birth, and hence they all are apaurushyas, ever existing. Yes, even today we have Kauravas and Pandavas all over, but we cannot spot a single individual as Arjuna or Duryodhana, because both Kauravas and Pandavas exist in the same individual. And Mahabharata has been successful in awakening this Pandava in each and every individual. Dr. Sharma was followed by a short video presentation, and all of us had a glimpse of the divine darshans of the yesteryears. Everybody seated in the Purnachandra auditorium could feel Bhagwan's presence, talking, gliding and blessing everybody there. The third speaker for the day, Dr. Sanjay Mahalingam, aptly spoke on the topic, Vedas, the breath of God. Our dearest Bhagwan has always given importance to Vedas, and hence Sri Sanjay sir also stressed on its significance. He said, Vedas are accessible to each and every individual, and the key for every individual to get hold onto these Vedas is to maintain silence. Hence, it is rightly said that it is only in the depths of silence that the voice of God can be heard. The fourth and the final speaker for the day, Dr. N. Shivakumar, spoke on the topic, Lessons Learned from Upanishads. He himself, being a Vedic teacher, had quite mastered the 10 Upanishads. He split the word Upanishads into three important parts, Upa, Ni and Shad. He said Upa signifies going closer to the Lord, and hence each and every individual must strive to go closer to the Lord. Ni signifies humility. He said that each and every student entering the classroom must be humble enough and try to learn what is being taught in the class. And Shad signifies sitting close to the feet of the Lord. So the entire phrase Upanishad says that sitting close to the feet of the Lord with humility will surely give him the learning which he requires. In conclusion, I would like to thank all the speakers for providing us with immense knowledge on different arenas of Indian culture and spirituality, which has been dearest to our Bhagwan. Ananyash chintayanto mam yejana paryupasate tesham nityabhiyuktanam yogakshemam pahamyaham. Thank you. Jai Sai Ram.
My humble and loving pranams at the divine lotus feet of Bhagwan Baba. Respected elders, dear sisters and brothers, Sai Ram to one and all. It's my privilege this evening to present a report on the afternoon's interactive session. The summer course on the Indian culture and spirituality has proved to be a boost to our spiritual knowledge. The post-lunch session comprised of a study circle consisting of discussions on the discourses given by Bhagwan during the summer course of 1973. These were based on the significance of Shankara's Bhajagovindam. The discussion was on four discourses, the anchor discourse entitled The Ladder That Enabled an Ignorant Person to Become a Liberated Soul, and three auxiliary discourses, namely, Human Life is Sacred, Do Not Waste It, The Present is the Most Sacred of All Time, and God is Known by a Thousand Different Names. All the students were divided into groups of 20 to 22, each group consisting of three subgroups. There were elaborate discussions between the students and the teachers or facilitators. The students showed active participation by coming up with relevant quotations, anecdotes, poems, etc. These not only provided an impetus to the enthusiasm and energy of the youth, but also served the purpose of driving home the meaningful lessons of life. The anchor discourse highlights the comparison of Bhajagovindam to a ladder that helps us reach our destination. The lowest step is the stage of the Mudamati, the ignorant one, with the highest rung representing the Muktamati or the liberated one. Between these two are the 29 steps or verses of the Bhajagovindam, which on deeper understanding dispel our ignorance. In the discourse, Bhagavan stresses on the continuous utterance of the Lord's name, so that when the end is near, we leave the body with the holy name. Shankara, on his travels all over India, came across a Mudhamati, a foolish Brahmin, who was busy trying to master the rules of grammar in order to earn his livelihood to provide for his family. At that time, Shankara cautioned him, saying that when one's death is drawing close, the rules of grammar will not help him achieve liberation from birth and death. The only way by which man may attain liberation is by worshipping Govinda. The student supplemented this with a Chinna Katha narrated by Bhagwan. A man gave his sons the names of the Lord so that he may utter the holy name in his last moments. But on his deathbed, he failed to do so, as his worldly concerns overpowered the thought of the Lord. The first auxiliary discourse reflects on the rarity and sacredness of human birth, which is attained after accumulating many good deeds in the previous lives. To justify this gift from God, we should recognize that the same Atma exists in every being, thus dispelling our ignorance. Just being born as a human is not enough. One must strive to transform oneself from an ignorant person to a Paramahamsa. And the easiest way to do this is by good company, that is satsanga. Bhagwan urges the students to make the best use of the present, as it is the most sacred of all time. On inquiry from the student participants as to how they would make the optimum use of their time, a large number of them said that service to one's parents and chanting the Lord's name are the most fruitful. They also cited examples of Pundarika and Prahlada, who devoted their time to service and Namaswaran respectively. The peak of motivation and zeal was seen when the students came up with relevant stories to make the understanding of values beneficial. In the third auxiliary discourse, Bhagwan clarifies the concept of positive thinking. It is said, Yad bhavam tad bhavati. Every person views an object from his or her perspective. The appearance of the world conforms to the glasses we wear. If green spectacles make the world appear green, red ones make it appear red. Optimistic thinking enables one to acknowledge only the good in the world. So it is we who make the world around us what it is. Bhagwan reiterates the need to understand that all forms of God are one and the same. Also, most of us believe in God if our desires get fulfilled, but lose our faith when life goes contrary to our wishes. The various groups of students agreed that it is important to be equal-minded at all times and that personal considerations should not be the basis for understanding the truth about God. The four discourses made us realize that it is the ego that veils clear thinking. Ravana had mastered all the shastras. There was no science unknown to him. In fact, Bhagwan had said that Ravana was the greatest scientist ever. But unfortunately, his ego overpowered him so much so that he failed to realize the divinity in Lord Rama. In conclusion, I'd like to say that the whole session resulted in endowing the students with values which they can practice in daily life. The summer course has thus been an enriching experience for the academic year 2012-13, as it leaves the students with value-laden minds, prayerful hearts, and energy channelized towards the welfare of the society. Jai Sai Ram.
Music, as a form of expression, is unique, for it brings out the purity of emotion, the depth of feeling. It puts together all that is said and unsaid, and is thus the mirror to our hearts. It is like a wave It rides on the jubilant sopranos, serenades with the booming baritones, and crashes into equanimity with a thundering crescendo. No wonder music is an expression of life itself. And thus, the best music is that which sings of life, or rather, of moments when we learn how to live life. For these moments define us. It is when we undergo these that we realize that the strings of our lives are not in our hands, but in yours. And only when we stop resisting, that you, with your most benign smile, guide us through the ocean of life. It is in this moment of lucidity that the twin feelings of love and gratitude well up in our hearts. Gratitude because you guided us whenever we needed you the most. And love, love because you are there with us. Love because you love us. Swami, it is this love that brings us, your beloved children, to your lotus feet today. Vrindavan offers to you its gratitude, for that is all we can do for the all you are to us. We offer to you a bouquet of songs from the very depth of our hearts, lacing it with all our emotion and singing with joy as you sit here watching us, deftly pulling at those strings and smiling, for you know that we are where we ought to be, with you as your very own.
Tadadinne na 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 re tadadinne Ganapatim bhavaye Sadananda Nardana Ganapatim bhavaye Sadananda Nardana Ganapatim bhavaye Chidakara Mooladhara Omkara Gajavadanam Paramam Paramananda Nardana Ganapatim bhavaye Siddhakara Mooladhara Omkara Gajavadanam Paramam Paramananda Nardana Ganapatim Bhavaye Siddhakara Mooladhara Omkara Gajavadanam Paramam Paramananda Nardana Ganapatim Bhavaye Chidakara Mooladhara Omkara Gajavadanam Paramam Paramananda Nardana Ganapatim Bhavaye ಗಣನುತ ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಮಾನಸ ನಿಲೀನ ಮಾನಂ ಆನಂದ ಮುನೀಂದ್ರ ಗಣನುತ ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಮಾನಸ ನಿಲೀನ ಮಾನಂ ಸಾನಂದ ಮುನೀಂದ್ರ ಗಣನುತ ಶಿವ ಶಂಕರ ಮಾನಸ ನಿಲೀನ ಮಾನಂ ತಾಂತ್ರೀಲಯ ಸಮರ್ಪಿ ಶೋಭ ಪಾಯಮಾನಂ ನೀನ ಜನ ಮಂದಾರ ಮನುಪಮ ದಿವ್ಯ ಕಲೇಭರ ಶೋಭಾಯಮಾನಂ ಪಾಶಮಾನಂ ಭಜಮಾನಂ ಅಸಮಾನಂ ಭಕ್ತ ಜನ ಸೋಮಾನ ಪಾಶಮಾನ ಭಜಮಾನಂ ಅಸಮಾನಂ ಭಕ್ತ ಜನ ಸೋಮಾನ ಪಾಮ ಗಮಾರಿ ಸರಿ ಸಾರಿ ಸರಿ ಸಪ್ತಕ ತಣ ಕುತ್ಮಿತ ಕಿತಂ ತಣ ಕುತ್ ಮಗ ಮಗ ಸರಿ ಸಾನಿ ಸರಿ ಸ ತಕ ತಣ ಕುದಿ ಬಿಟ ಕಿಟಂ ತಣ ಕುತಕ ಧೀಮಿ ದೇವಿ ದಿತ್ತ ಧೀಮಿ ದೇವಿ ದಿತ್ತ ದೈಯತ ಧೀಮಿ ದೇವಿ ದಿತ್ತಾಂ ತಾಂ ತಾಂ ತಂದೆಯ ತಾಂ 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 ತಂ ಧೀಮಿ ದೇವಿ ದಿತ್ತಾಂ ತಾಂ ತಾಂ ತಂದೆ ತಾಂ 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 ತಂ ಧೀಮಿ ದೇವಿ ದಿತ್ತಾಂ ತಾಂ ತಣಂ ಧರಿತಾಂ ತಕ ಝಣಂ ತಣಂ ಧರಿತಾ ತಾಂ ತಣಂ ಧರಿತಾಂ ತಕ ಝಣಂ ತಣಂ ಧರಿತಾ ತಾಂ ತಣಂ ತರಿ ಝಣಂ ತಣಂ ತರಿ 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 ತಿಮಿ ದಿಮಿ ದಿಮಿ ತಗಿ 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 ತ ಝಣು 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 ದಿವಿ ಪದಿನು ತಂ ಪದ ಸರದಿ ಜಂ ಮಗ ಪಮನಿ ಪ ಮರ ಗದ ನಿಪಂ ಮದ ಕರಿ ಮುಖ ಪ್ರಣವಾನಿ ನಂ ಮಜ್ಜಂ ಕನಕಂ ಶುಭದಂ ಪರಮಂ ಕನಕ ಬರಧರಣ ಏಕರದನ ದಿತ್ತ ಗಜಣು ಜಣು ತದರಿ ದಿತ್ತ ಗಜಣು ಜಣು ತದರಿ ಗಜಣು ಜಣು ತದರಿ ತತ್ತಿತ್ತ ಗಜಣು ಜಣು ತದರಿ ದಿತ್ತ ಗಜಣು ಜಣು ತದರಿ ಗಜಣು ಜಣು ತದರಿ ತತ್ತಿತ್ತ ಗಜಣು ಜಣು ತದರಿ ದಿತ್ತ ಗಜಣು ಜಣು ತದರಿ ಗಜಣು ಜಣು ತ ಪರಮಾನಂದನ ತನ ಗಣಪತಿ ಚಿತಾಕಾರಮೂಲಾಧಾರ ಓಂಕಾರ ಗಜವದನ ಪರಮಂ ಪರಮಾನಂದ ತನ ಗಣಪತಿ
ಮೋಹಿಲಾಗೆ ದಗನ ಗುರು charanamiki charana bina kachu ve nahi bhave charana bina kachu ve nahi bhave jag maya sab sapne ki jag maya sab sapne ki mohi lage lagan guru charan ki mohi lage lagan guru charan ki भवसागर सब सूख गयो है भवसागर सब सूख गयो है भवसागर सब सूख गयो है फिकर नहीं मोहे तरनन की फिकर नहीं मोहे तरनन की मीरा के प्रभु गिरधर नागर मीरा के प्रभु गिरधर नागर मीरा के प्रभु गिरधर नागर 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 मीरा के प्रभु गिरधर नागर आस बही गुरु शरणन की आस बही गुरु शरणन की मोहि लागे लगन गुरु शरणन की मोहि लागे लगन गुरु शरणन की लागी लगन मोहे गुरु चरणन की मोहे गुरु चरणन की लागी लगन मोहे गुरु चरणन की मोहे चरणन की गुरु चरणन की गुरु चरणन की गुरु चरणन की मोहि लागे लगन लागे लगन लागे लगन लागे लगन लागे लगन मोहे गुरु चरणन के मोहे लागे लगन गुरु चरणन की मोहे लागे लगन गुरु चरणन की नीन रे गर नि धसा निरगर मग पम ध पनिद सनि रे सगर सनि ध प मगर स मोहि लागे लगन गुरु चरणन की pama pagama thada damadani ni ni dani sada sani re sada sagare sani re sani da sani da pani da pama da pama pama gar agare sani sa mohi lage lagan guru charan ne ki gagare re gagama gapama da pani da sani re sagare sani da pani sane da pa ma da pa ma ga pa ma ga re ma ga re sa ni ni re re ga ga re re ma ma ga ga pa pa ma ma da pa pa ni ni da da sane da pa ma pa ga ma pa 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 ga ma da 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 ma da ni 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 da ni re re ga re ni da ma ga re ni re ga ma pa ma ga re sa ni re re ga ni 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 re ga nirga 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 ga ga mohila ke lagan guru charanan ki mohila ke lagan guru charanan ki charan bina kachu be nahi bhave charan bina kachu be nahi bhave charan bina सब सपनन के जग माया सब सपनन के मोहि लागे लगन गुरु चरणन की मोहि लागे लगन गुरु चरणन की मोहि लागे लगन मोहि लागे लगन मोहि लागे लगन गुरु चरणन की
ಕಡಲಂತನುದುರು ಕಲವಾಡು ಪನ್ನಗಶಯನುಡು ಹುಂಗರಾಲ ಜುಟುವಾಡು ಲೊಂಗದಿಯಗರಾನಿವಾಡು ಕೋಟೇರು ಮುಕ್ಕುಗಲವಾಡು ಕಲ ಜಯಿಸುವಾಡು ಪಗಡಾಲ ಪೆದಿಮಲವಾಡು ಪಂಚಮಸ್ವರಮು ಕಲವಾಡು ಧರಣಿ ತಲ್ಲಿ ವಿನ್ನಪಮು ಮೀದ ದಿವಿನುಂಡಿ ಭುವಿಕೇದೆಂಚಿನ ಪುರುಷೋತ್ತಮುಡು ಜನೋದ್ಧಾರಕುಡು ಈಶ್ವರೀ ಸುತುಡು ಸತ್ಯ ಸಾಯಿಶುಡು ಅತಡೇ ತಡು ಮಸಾಯಿ ಮಾಟಂಟೆ ಜಗತಿಕಿ ವೇದಂರಾ ಆ ತಂಡ್ರಿ ಪಾಟಂಟೇ ಪ್ರಗತಿ ನಿನಾದಂರಾ ಮಸಾಯಿ ಮಾಟಂಟೇ ಜಗತಿಕಿ ವೇದಂರಾ ತಂಡ್ರಿ ಪಾಟಂಟೇ ಪ್ರಗತಿ ನಿನಾದಂರಾ ರಾಯಿಲೋನ ಚೂಡಮನೆನು ದೇವುನಿ ಮನಸಾಯಿ ದೇವುನಿಲೋ ಚೂಡತ್ತನೆ ರಾಯಿನಿ ದಿನವೋಯಿ ತಲ್ಲಿ ತಂಡ್ರಿ ಗುರುವು ದೈವಂ ಮನಸಾಯೇರಾ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಧರ್ಮಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಆಯನ ಶ್ವಾಸೇರಾ ಮಸಾಯಿ ಮಾತಂತೆ ಜಗತಿಗೆ ವೇದಂರಾ ತಂಡ್ರಿ ಪಾದಂತೆ ಪ್ರಗತಿ ನಿನಾದಂರಾ పిలిచిన పలికే దైవం సాయని పలికిన పలుకే తొలకరిచినుకని దండాలు సాయిదేవా గండాలు తీర్చవయ్యా దండాలు సాయిదేవా గండాలు తీర్చవయ్యా తల్లి తండ్రి గురువు దేవ మనసాయేరా సత్యం ధర్మం శాంతి ప్రేమ ఆయన శ్వాసేరా మా సాయి మాటంటే జగతికి వేదం రా తండ్రి పాటంటే ప్రగతిని నాదం రా జరిగింది తిరిగి రాదు జరిగేది తెలియరాదు ఉన్నదేదో తోడురా తిన్నదే తేపురా ఇల్లు చక పెట్టరా దీపముండగా కొండంత దేవుడు ఉండే మనకు వండగా మాషా మీ పైన మాధ్యాస మీదే మాషా మీ పైన మాధ్యాస తల్లి తండ్రి గురువు దేవ మనసాయేరా సత్యం ధర్మం శాంతి ప్రేమ ఆయన శ్వాసేరా మా సాయి మాటంటే జగతికి వేదం రా ఆ తండ్రి పాటంటే ప్రగతిని నాదం రాయిలోన చూడమనెను దేవుని మనసాయి దేవునిలో చూడద్దని రాయిని వినబోయి తల్లి తండ్రి గురువు దేవ మనసాయేరా సత్యం ధర్మం శాంతి ప్రేమ ఆయన శ్వాసేరా మా సాయి మాటంటే జగతికి వేదం రా తండ్రి పాటంటే ప్రగతిని నాదం రా
जिसने तेरा नाम लिया जिस जिसने तेरा नाम लिया तू हो लिया उसके साथ साईनाथ 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 तेरे हजारों हाथ साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ। लागे कन्हैया उत देखूं तो दुर्गा मैया, इत देखूं तो तू लागे कन्हैया उत देखूं तो दुर्गा मैया। नानक की मुस्कान है मुख पर, शाने मोहम्मद भी तेरे मुख पर, शाने मोहम्मद भी तेरे मुख पर। साईनाथ 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 तेरे हजारों हाथ, साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ। नाम की है तू माला, गौतम वाला तुझ में उजाला। राम नाम की तू है माला, गौतम वाला तुझ में उजाला। नीम तेरी ही मीठी छाया, बदले हर छोले की काया, बदले हर छोले की काया। साईनाथ 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 तेरे हजारों हाथ, साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ। जिस जिसने तेरा नाम लिया, जिस जिसने तेरा नाम लिया, तू वो लिया उसके साथ। साईनाथ 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 तेरे हजारों हाथ, साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ, साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ, साईनाथ तेरे हजारों हाथ। Hey. महावीर नानक
राम श्री राम चंद्र जय जय राम राम श्री राम चंद्र जय जय राम
Shiva Shankara Thank you. साई बाबा जी की जय।